So we continue today in Simen Ayin Tes, Sif Tes. Yatsa Mimenu Reach Milamata. If someone flatulated, Asr B'divrei Torah, Ad She'echal HaReach, a person is not permitted to go ahead and learn until ultimately the smell dissipates. V'im Yatsa Michavero, but if a person's friend flatulated, then Mutar B'divrei Torah, one is still permitted to learn. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. He says, "Mishum dereach ra she'ein lo ikar asrim rachmi derabanan lekach lo gazru bazem mipnei bittul Torah." So the idea over here is that this is a situation of a smell of an odor that does not have a tangible or identifiable source. So mida oraisa, such a smell does not go ahead and prevent one from learning. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishum di'efshar shatalidim kitzasam garsim ukitzasam yishenim umafichim besoch hashena." Essentially, what the Mechaber says is something very interesting, because if we don't allow it, then people will never be able to learn, because it's inevitable over the course of learning, some will be awake, some will be asleep, and some may flatulate in their sleep. And if we say that a person who flatulates can't go, when there's a smell from flatulence that you can't learn, they'll end up being massive bittul Torah. Avalikros kriya shema asra achiyachala hareach. But for kriya shema to be able to reach shema, so it's asra ultimately until the smell itself dissipates. So one is not permitted to recite shema until the smell itself. So for a Talmud Torah, one could go ahead and learn even while the smell is still there, if the smell is coming from someone else's flatulence. But for Kriya Shema, one has to wait until the smell itself dissipates. Simen Pei. Mi shebarilo she'eino yachol la'amod al atzmo milahafiach, ad shigma Kriya Shema utfila. Somebody who's sure that he can't go ahead and restrain himself from flatulating for the amount of time that it takes to say Shema and to daven, mutov she'ya'avor zman Kriya Shema utfila, it is better to allow for the zman of Kriya Shema and Tefillah to go by, and a person won't daven, than to daven with an unclean body. And if indeed, because of flatulence issues, a person is unable to say Shema or to say Shemona Esrei, and he misses zman Tefillah, anusu, he's extenuating circumstances. We'll see this later on. The halacha of tefillas tashlumin. So tefillas tashlumin says that if you go ahead and you miss zman tefillah because of extenuating circumstances, you have the ability kiviyachol to make up the tefillah in the next tefillah. So in this case over here, where because of extenuating circumstances in this context, because of flatulence, so a person is unable to go ahead and recite kriyashma, so or to daven. So under those circumstances, a person is an anus, and therefore they can make up the tashlumin at the next tefillah. V'im yiroel lo shiyachol la'amo la'asom b'shas kriyashma. But if a person feels that they could control themselves for enough time to be able to recite Shema, Yaniach Tfilin, Bein Ahava L'Kriya Shema, a person could put on Tfilin even between Ava Rabba and Kriya Shema and recite Shema like that. Haga Umavarech Aleim, and one will go ahead and make the bracha on Tfilin as well. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kotin Gimel, Zman Kriya Shema. Ha'achronim Hiskimu De'in La'avor Zman Kriya Shema Shehudu Arayis Mishum Zeh. So the poskim explain that one should not allow zman kriya shema, which is a biblical obligation, to pass because of flatulence. V'gam b'tshuva sarash shmimena mekar adin lo niska sham kriya shema magin giborim kosev dehu rak shraga shigra delishna v'raya tibisimen lamechesiv beis isa gam kein zehadin v'lo niska rak tfil levado v'gam kein siyem rak b'tfil levado v'kavanas ha-shuchon arach rak lomar de'ayi de'ze yishana hanagaso shemispal tomi kriya shema utfilo bizmano. So the Mishnah Berurah is a very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is the notion of not davening because of flatulence and inability to keep a clean body is only a din by Shemona Esrei. Because since Shemona Esrei is rabbinic, so we can allow for the passage of time because one is unable to keep a clean body. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, which is a biblical obligation, In that circumstance, one should go ahead and recite Shema, even if one can't control their flatulence. And again, same thing with tefillin. Tefillin requires a gufnaki, so if a person can't go ahead and put on tefillin now, at the time that they're reciting Shema, that's fine, as long as the person is able to put on tefillin sometime over the course of the rest of the day. So in this case, if a person has a flatulence issue, let him put on tefillin for the time that he's saying Shema, and then remove it right afterwards. When it comes to talis, that doesn't require a clean body, a person can put on even wear it the entire day. If you skip down a little bit, so the Mishnah Berurah So the case that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is a situation where, let's say, someone ate something and didn't agree with him. So because of that, he has the flatulence issue. But again, at some point in time, the condition is going to pass. So this is very important. That I'm all very quoting the Tshuva Sarama, that this case over here is talking about someone who has a passing condition. So the passing condition, you'll wait. But if someone has an ongoing flatulence issue, where again, if we tell him that he's going to be exempt because of the flatulence, it's an ongoing exemption. So such an individual, again, will never end up saying Shema or davening. That, of course, is an untenable situation. Therefore, for that kind of person, even with the flatulence issue, we still allow them to daven and to recite Shema. But the Brichadash adds in, when the person does flatulate, he should pause whatever it is that he's doing, wait for the smell to dissipate, and then continue. So the Primogodim also says that it's quite possible that such a person, he should be able to put on tefillin as well. Because how could it be, remember again, flatulence is only a rabbinic issue since it's in foul odor that doesn't have a tangible source. So how could it be that a person is going to lose out on a mitzvah d'oraisa all the days of his life? Venerally, the kavana saprima godim rak deha nocha alezer goyim. But the idea over here would be, he would put on tefillin at a time when he could control himself even just for a few moments. And even if he can't control himself for so long, he could put on the shal yad, take it off, and then wait a little bit and put on the shal rosh afterwards. But for such a person, the Mishnah Berurah says one would not make a bracha on the tefillin. This is another very interesting halacha. Mishnah Berurah, unless you're dealing with a person who has some type of incontinence where the urine is dripping out. So in a situation like that, the Mishnah Berurah suggests to tie a piece of fabric around the Aver so that the urine is absorbed, and this way the upper clothing is kept dry and clean, and a person is able to daven. But at the moment that the person feels that the urine is leaking out, in that moment it is preferable for a person to stop, wait for the leakage to stop, and then continue davening. But we'll say we will stop over here. Emir Hashem on Sunday, we'll pick up with Simon Pei Aleph. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.